My name is Muneeb Nana, and I shall be taking you through Aspen Pharmacare. First and foremost, touching on the macro environment, global healthcare demand and innovation, demand for chronic diseases, specifically diabetes and obesity drugs, has been surging worldwide. It's important to know that these patents do come off in 2026, in which Aspen aims to produce the generic GLP-1s towards the end of 2026. The US tariffs. Aspen is a global manufacturer with significant market share in the US. These tariffs does make it quite difficult to compete with US made alternatives. On a valuation standpoint, we do have an upside of 8.5%, trading at a 1-year forward EV to EBITDA of 7.8 times below its 5-year average. Touching on the first half of FY25 results, commercial pharma, they done quite well. Their revenue growth was up 7%, whereas the manufacturing division done quite poorly, down 4%. It's important to note that we have changed our recommendation from a buy to a hold. This was mainly due to a mRNA dispute with a US pharmaceutical company. Aspen has mentioned that they might take a once-off impairment loss of $770 million, and as well as a knock of $2.8 billion to its earnings.